أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن أدري أقريب ما توعدون أم يجعل له ربي أمدا. عالم الغيب فلا يظهر على غيبه أحدا إلا من ارتضى من رسول فإنه يسلك من بين يديه ومن خلفه رصدا ليعلم أن قد أبلغوا رسالات ربهم وأحاط بما لديهم وأحصى كل شيء عددا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala continues to command our Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make further declarations and further proclamations to the people. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ أَدْرِي أَقَرِيبٌ مَا تُوعَدُونَ أَمْ يَجْعَلُ لَهُ رَبِّي أَمَدًا. O Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, I do not know what you have been promised, whether it is close, أو يَجْعَلُ لَهُ رَبِّي أَمَدًا, or my Rabb Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will cause it to be after a long while. Here Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to say this, because from time to time, arrogantly, stubbornly, audaciously, the Quraysh used to say to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you speak about this Qiyamah that is going to take place, this day of liqa, this day of meeting with Allah, this day when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is going to be questioning. So when is it going to come? So say, O Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I do not know, I do not have any knowledge with regards to what has been promised, whether Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala will do it sooner, whether Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala will do it later. That knowledge lies only with Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala. Alimul Ghaib, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the knower of the unseen. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did not disclose the unseen to anyone. That is the prerogative, the priority of Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ مِنْ رَسُولِ. Certainly, besides the fact that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will then disclose whatever Allah Ta'ala so desires to disclose to those people whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala appoints and approves from the Anbiya alayhi Salatu Wassalam. So this knowledge is only with Allah, and besides the knowledge of when is Qiyamah, all the knowledge of the unseen is only with Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala may or may not share it with anyone. And if Allah Ta'ala does, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will share some of it with those whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has appointed as Rasuls, as Prophets. Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala gives them some glimpses. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shares with them some aspects of this knowledge. And hence, that is the priority of Allah. فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ رَصَدًا. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also dispatches, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also sends down to walk, مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ, in front of it and behind it, رَصَدًا, guards that will guard this information, that will guard this wahi that comes down from Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala to the various Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. One is Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam will bring down the message. He will bring down the wahi, whether it is the verses of the Quran in the case of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it is the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam of the past. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had it guarded. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفي. That nobody could, no kind of batil, no kind of falsehood could penetrate the wahi of Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala. لِيَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ أَبْلَهُ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. So that our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will know that the message that has been delivered from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these people, these angels that had brought the message, that certainly it was the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was delivered to the Nabi, was delivered to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَحَاطَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has total control of everything around it. That is all in the control of Allah. In other words, absolutely no form of penetration could take place. No influence of any shaitan could take place when the wahi had come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, particularly to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of it was protected, all of it was guarded, and all of it was in the full watch and full control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had enumerated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had counted everything perfectly. In other words, harf to harf, letter to letter, word to word of this Qur'an, everything that had come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the control, in the watch of Allah, and obviously in the perfect control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes and completes the surah, showing that how much caution, how much care was taken when the Quran Sharif was being revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the wahi and the revelation had come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.